Texas.
What are you up to today?
More than you.
I'm up to being a dirty, rotten capitalist, as Steve calls me. I'm actually selling a guitar amp. I'm dropping it off right now. And then I got to go swap out a condensing unit. Then tomorrow's a full install. What you doing? I should say, how you doing?
Pretty good, considering I ain't...
And 2 p.m. mobile listening.
Been gone for 5 days, so... And, you know, down taking care of my sister. And back here and got a few things to do. I got to head out here in a little bit because I got to go up to Office Depot and talk to them about doing some books for me up and putting them spiral binding them for me. So next thing on my list to do, and I think I heard a Tom in there too. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Rusty and Dave. And there's another gentleman broke in there too. I did it illegally, but I knew you knew. We're not far from home, Rusty. I just hadn't heard you. I went over and had a blood draw at the VA this morning. They're watching it closely. But good for you, Dave, out there selling an amp this morning. That'll just prevent people from hearing that bad music instead of good orchestra music.
Pick it up, please, KB2HXS.
Go ahead.
We'll leave a little bit of a pause there between transmissions and see if he wants to jump back in. Yeah, it's a 15-watt Fender Blues Junior 2-amp. I put it up on Marketplace a couple days ago, and lo and behold, the person that's buying it is someone that I indirectly know. Jimmy knows him, N4MMW. He knows this fellow here. He owns Moon Tire right over here at behind Panera Bread and all that.
In there and see if anybody wanted to join us. Well, that's a good deal. We got a guy that plays guitar at our church, and he has a nice little amp he brings in and connects to our system so we can hear his guitar when he's playing on Sunday mornings, and that works out real well. And he's going to be playing with us in the with the choir in the next couple of one of the next couple of Sundays on a piece we're doing. And we're just trying to get things lined up and go over there. So, and Tom, I didn't get on the radio much yesterday. I had a lot of things going on and just didn't get there. Anyway, go ahead, Tom, pick it up.
Well, I was just waiting. I thought sure I heard a break in there. But, no, very welcome. We just got home. We left at 8 o'clock, and it's 10:50. Didn't take very long to get the blood draw, but we stopped at the donut shop down there. What's the name of that road, Bernice? Oh, the one that turns off towards the hospital. But that good donut shop. And got some sugar in me because I couldn't eat anything this morning. But I've been to that Moon place. It's kind of back out of the way there, just a little bit off of Wade Hampton, Dave. Well, that's nice that somebody can still enjoy it and enjoy that type of music. I like almost all kinds of music other than rap, which is trash. I don't consider it music. But other than that, and hard rock, I don't like that. But to each his own, as they say, Dave.
No, I don't like rap either. I call it C-rap, and you'll get that one later. But no, this gentleman here, he plays at a church right up on 14 near me. He's a guitar player in the church band. So, I mean, this will fit him perfectly. It's only a little 15-watt tube amp, and it's those little Blues Juniors are very sought after. I've got two of them, and I don't need this one. I have several guitar. I still have 5 guitar amps, so I think I can let one go. Anyway, I'm gonna drop the mic here. I'm making a turn on O'Neill Road here, is where he's at. So, you guys, you two gentlemen, take it away, and I will catch you guys later. At KB2HXS. Go ahead, Rusty. 73, guys.
Travel out there today, and we'll talk to you later. And well, I guess since they took some blood from you, I guess they figured out you were still alive now, Tom. So that's always a good thing when you're still in that condition, you know. and they decided you didn't need to get, they didn't need to give you any. So that's also another good sign of things, that they didn't need to give you any. So, but it's all one thing or another. You know, you just have to keep up with it and do what you got to do. And I think I've got some blood work coming up here in the next month or so. They may want to check mine again for some of the things I've been dealing with lately. But that's the way that goes. We'll deal with it. Well, glad you got your donuts. Just what you need. Some more sugar in your system there, Tom.
Morning. My sugar's always low, so I need two oatmeal cookies to get me started and a cup of coffee. But I couldn't have that this morning. I talked to Mike in 6CLX on the way down and had a nice visit with him till I got to Pleasantburg Drive and somebody else after that. But it was a nice drive and got Bernice out for a little bit of exercise. She can still go a little bit rusty. She's pretty crippled up with this hip. But next Friday, not this Friday, unfortunately, we get to see Dr. Shirley about scheduling her for a new hip. And tentatively, it's January 27th, so we shall see. They got her on a waiting list, too. And maybe you can stick some of that, what I call cortisone. They guide it in with the fluoroscope and get it to where she can get outside and enjoy this beautiful fall weather. I'm going to go down and check the chickens in a little bit. Bernice is going to fix us a little bit of breakfast, and then we'll call her a day. I was thinking about you earlier, but I knew you'd break in if you heard us. And Dave, you have a good day, and 73's out there. Nice hearing you this morning. I'll sign with you, Rusty. We're just sitting here in the driveway.
Hi, Rusty.
See you later, bud. W2T and 0TR.
Good morning, Bernie. You take care of that fellow there. He's taking care of you, so you feed him well. And I had me a cheese omelet this two-egg cheese omelet this morning for breakfast, Tom, so that's what I had. I'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73's all around.